The U.S. is printing a lot of money because it's running significant deficits. It owes now $30 trillion plus or something along those lines. But the world doesn't have much of a choice because where else are you going to put your investment or savings? The Eurozone, too small, the Deutsche Mark, the pound. the pound probably doesn't even exist anymore.
It's an ugly contest.
It's like, so the US looks at it and is like, hey, like, what are you going to do? You know, it's like it's the US dollar or nothing. And you make an argument that that's not quite how it works.
Right. That I think we pay too much attention to one currency in relationship to another currency, and not enough attention to the fact that those aren't the choices. It's a choice for transactions, but it's not a choice for storehold of wealth. So if you're holding European euros and euro-denominated debt, and you're getting a negative interest rate or thereabouts, and the same is true in Japan, and you're not making up with inflation, none of those are good. It's and like in the 30s, they all depreciated. They all went down in relationship to goods and services and other asset prices. So what you see is all the currencies along those lines are sort of tied to each other, and they're bad storeholds of wealth. And that's why you see moves to other assets. It pays to borrow and or if not borrow, but put your money into assets that maintain buying power. So you see it happen in all the different ways. So look at whether what you're holding in the form of that cash denominated, and that'll be a debt instrument. That's how you hold a currency in order to have a storehold of wealth. Look at its real returns.